Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it might as well have been 1,000 miles. The Amazon, the Mississippi, or the Nile. Well, it might as well have been 1,000 miles. And just a few bottles away. Nothing
Welcome to another edition of Wait, This Is Murph. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Mandy Rowland joining us. Mandy recently signed with Howlin' Dog Records, so we'll get the scoop on that, as well as talk about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And seeing as I'm flying solo today, let's go ahead and welcome the incredibly talented Miss Mandy Rowland to the show. Hey, Mandy, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. That is a great song that I just
thank
played.
Thank
you. That's
it was
so
fun to listen to it this way.
Thank you for doing this today.
Yeah, my pleasure. It works out great for me, and I'm glad to do it.
I like to start off every interview the same way. First off, kind of introduce yourself and just tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, sure. Well, like you said, my name is Mandy Rowden, and thank you for pronouncing it right, because most people don't. But I am an Austin and Nashville-based singer-songwriter, and I've been playing since I was a little kid, actually. I started playing classical violin and piano, and then it wasn't until college, my early 20s, when I started writing songs and really focusing on guitar, which is what I do most of now. And so that's been going for a while, and I have my own band here in Austin where I play the most, and I travel a whole bunch. And like you said, I recently signed a deal with Howlin' Dog Records, which is exciting. More on that later, I'm sure. But that's pretty much where my career is. I'm working.
That's awesome.
Good.
And I'll say this again, but I just wanted to say that as independent artists, I mean, I have a lot of respect for what you guys do.
Thank you. It's nice to hear.
You mentioned that you recently signed a record deal with Howlin' Dog Records. How did that come about?
Well, kind of randomly, as these things happen, they're based out of Alamosa, Colorado, which is, you know, not somewhere that I go very often, but one of the heads of the label actually lives here in Austin, and over the last couple of years, we've become pretty good friends, and I honestly didn't even know that she was involved in a label. It's not something she talks about a bunch, probably with good reason, because people would be harassing her all the time, trying to get favors and get deals and all that.
Right.
But then she actually just approached me one day that they were looking to add to their roster, and basically I fit what they were looking for. And because she knows me personally, she had really nice things to say about specifically my work ethic, which I guess that's sort of a thing that labels have to think about. There's a lot of talent out there, but finding someone who will be responsible and show up and work their butts off too. That's another side of it that you can't always tell just from hearing their music. So I think she knew that I would fit that bill, and we just kind of took it from there. And it took a little back and forth and discussion, and we found something that we all agreed on, and now here we are.
Awesome. Now, I noticed you mentioned that you're a Texas girl, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Probably.
I've been to Texas once in my life. I have a dream of seeing all 30 major baseball stadiums by my 31st birthday, which is next year.
Oh, okay.
For this coming year, actually. I've seen 28 so far. So
so did you go to Dallas or Arlington, rather?
I went to Arlington and Houston in 2015, I think it was. So
how cool.
It was great.
Well, I like that. That's a good – I like those kind of goals. I think that's awesome. How fun.
It was – we've and I'm actually in the process of writing a book about it, too, about –
Oh, cool.
All my travels around the country. And I'll tell you this – there's 5 stadiums in California, okay? We saw all 5 stadiums within a 5-day span. It was crazy.
Nice. And now, I hope you were driving these.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, because road tripping in California is one of the, it's my favorite. It's one of the best states, I think, for just getting in the car. So a goal like seeing the stadiums, I love that. I think you would have cheated yourself if you'd flown.
We've flown a few times. Of course, we've flown to Colorado and Arizona because I live in Tennessee, so that would be too far, to, you know.
Yeah,
but,
right.
We basically covered top to bottom the entire state of California. We started
Amazing.
Out in Yosemite, actually. I stayed there for
a few
days, which is like the
That's
most gorgeous
amazing,
place on the face of this earth. It's the most gorgeous place ever. Anyway, we went from Oakland all the way down to San Diego.
It's amazing. Trip of a lifetime right there.
Yeah, it was great. Anyway, enough about me. I noticed when you were talking about how you got your record deal, that kind of begs my first question. With the invention of social media and how prevalent it is today, do you think it's easier now for people to get a deal than it was, say 25 or 30 years ago when you had to physically drive to a station or a label and beg them to play your stuff?
Well, that's a pretty loaded question, and I could probably rattle on for a while. And given that 25 or 30 years ago I wasn't doing this, I don't have a lot of firsthand experience. I don't know exactly. Social media makes it so much easier to get your stuff out there. And, you know, if I just want a station to play my songs, it's really easy to send MP3s. It takes me, you know, seconds and no postage. Mm-hmm. And for those reasons, it's amazing. But the fact that it's easier for me means it's also easier for the other tens of thousands of artists as well. And so, you know, to make yourself stand out, I don't know. It's very easy to be just lost in the crowd now because we're all just these kind of cute pictures on Twitter just flooding you with stuff that we want, you know? So I don't know. I don't know if it's easier. And also, you know, record deals are changing rapidly. They mean something a lot different now than they did back then, and deals aren't nearly as necessary as they were back in the day. So, you know, I don't know. There's a few thoughts on it. I'm not sure if that's really a very clear answer. there's so many more
that's
people
fine.
Trying to do it now, and so
right.
many less people spending money on music than there used to be. So, you know, but it's
yeah,
tough.
I get that. Yeah, I mean, I think they're so much easier when I was in middle school or whatever because there was no social media. But, I mean, I love social media. Don't get me wrong, I love social media. I'm always on it. But social media is a interesting animal.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And that kind of leads me to my next question, because you're out there on social media, and I see you posting a lot. How has social media affected or helped your career thus far?
Well, it definitely makes stuff easier to share. I find a lot of the interviews that I do through Facebook and Twitter, less so on Instagram. Those are kind of the big three that I use the most. So there, it's definitely been helpful in getting my name out there. And if that translates at all into any kind of sales, then that's wonderful. But just in the whole, like, fight that we're all doing to just kind of get our names to be seen and heard, then social media has definitely been helpful. And, of course, when it comes to just promoting the actual shows that I'm playing, it's huge. I don't, you know, really know how I'd do it without. It makes it so easy to let my people know when I'm coming back through their city.
Right.
So, yeah. Definitely saves a lot of time.
And that's how we met initially is through social media.
Yeah, absolutely. I forget exactly what the first conversation was, but I'm sure it was just me plastering stuff on Twitter, like I do.
And speaking of that, sorry for blowing up your Twitter feed with promotional tweets all day. I tend to do that.
I saw. No, it's awesome. I retweeted, I think, most of them. So now my feed is also full of it too.
I tend to do that. I mean, it's just something I do to kind of It's like a countdown, you know what I mean? It's just a...
Absolutely.
It's something I've done for the past 5 years. I always do it. But anyway, okay. I've got some kind of get-to-know-you type questions, if you're okay with it.
Sure.
Okay. If you could do a duet with anybody, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Man. Okay, off the top of my head, I may think of something better later. But the first person, for some reason, that pops into my head is Johnny Cash. And, why not? Because he's awesome and he,
exactly.
You know.
Right. Hey, Johnny Cash, for crying out loud, you know.
Yeah, if I had time to put more thought into it, I might have, like, a really thoughtful answer for you. But off the top of my head, like, how cool would that be?
Exactly. Okay. This is always fun to ask because you get a wide range of stuff. What music are you currently listening to right now, and what are you currently watching on TV?
Okay, good question. So I don't really watch TV. I have Netflix like everyone else, but I don't actually watch TV. So I just watch like old movies and documentaries and things like that. And even then, I try to limit it a whole bunch. So I don't really have a good one on the TV front because I'm just woefully behind on all of that stuff.
Right.
Because I know my tendency to how I can just get wrapped up in it. And, you know, so many other things I need to be working on that I kind of scrap that. Musically, that's an awesome question. So I've been in Austin forever, and just recently I've started spending a lot of time in Nashville, and one of the main reasons I've been out there is because I've been teaching through Girl Guitar, which is a system of women's guitar classes. It's really, really a neat thing. But when I started teaching in Nashville to all these women, I wanted to I started teaching them songs that kind of come out of my my catalog, which are things like Bruce Springsteen and Tom Petty and the Beatles and things that I feel like are pretty well known, but these girls didn't really know them at all. And so it became a funny thing, like a joke between us, that I made them start listening to Bruce Springsteen, and they were really sweet and started buying me Miranda Lambert albums. That was where we met in the middle.
Wow.
Just because I had really never heard any Miranda Lambert before. And so, you know, I just got out of my car, and that's what I was listening to, because I promised them that I would try to be open-minded and learn some, you know, mainstream Nashville country music. So this week, it's all about Miranda Lambert. And they better be keeping up with their end of the deal.
Oh, I'm sure they are. People will tell you this about me, specifically my best friend. She'll tell you, my music tastes are all over the place. If you scroll through my phone, you'll find music from like you said, Maddie and Tay to Billy Joel. You know, I'll listen to pretty much anything once.
Right.
Now, I noticed you mentioned about a girl guitar. Tell me how you came to create that.
Well, it started 10 years ago in Austin. I just moved back from New York City, and I was broke, and it was really just a way to try to scrape some money together. I put together a 6-week-long women's guitar class, and being 2007, I got real active on MySpace, because that was a thing back then.
Right.
And I managed to post enough about it and grab the attention of enough women to do that first class, and we just had such a great time that we got another cycle going, and then their friends wanted to join, and we had to kind of add on, and then it just grew from there. And so 10 years later, we just celebrated our anniversary party last month, We have about 30 classes a week and everything you can imagine, from beginning guitar through being in like a Metallica cover band and the whole kind of gamut in between. It's really cool. We had a big anniversary party, and the mayor of Austin came out and declared it Girl Guitar Day, which is really a big deal for us. We had a good time with it.
That's awesome.
But then in January, we opened a school in Nashville as well, so that's why I've been going back and forth. So it's traditionally been for women 21 and up, although in Nashville we're starting our first class for teenage girls. So now we'll be open to that market as well.
Awesome. I've recently just started, well, it's been a couple of years since I've done this, but I've recently started picking the guitar back up and relearning. So it's been an interesting journey.
How cool. Well, that's the great thing about guitar is it can be a really beginner-friendly instrument, and it's not like some instruments where you have to really study your whole life to be any good at it. You can kind of know some basics and have a ton of fun. So you can, you know, drop it for a few years and come back around, and it can still be really rewarding. I love that about it.
Exactly. I'm going to throw a scenario at you. I had a criminal law professor in college. He loves scenarios. Okay.
Okay.
I guess that's where I get it from. But anyway. Okay. You're stranded on a desert island, and can only take three items. What are you taking?
I'm sorry. Three what?
Three items.
It keeps cutting out.
I can only take
the damnedest thing.
You can only take three items. What are you taking with you?
Well, is this like a practical thing? Or is this just...
No, it can be anything. I mean, it can. It's up to you.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a great question. I feel like I would have to do. Can one of the items be like a giant stocked refrigerator? Because that would
just
be...
Just whatever you want. I mean, it...
That would be necessary.
It,
if we're talking about, like, my taste and stuff, you know. I'm a good reader, so I would definitely love to always have books around me. That's a big deal to me. I read a ton. You know, a guitar would definitely be a must. And then here's one that'll make you laugh is I think I'd probably have to pack my cats along because, you know, with no children of my own, those little punks kind of fill the bill, and they're pretty awesome. So that's probably it. Books,
hey,
cats, guitars.
I'm a cat person myself, even though, well, I have one, but I rarely ever see her. She kind of hides from me. So, anyway, okay, this is always kind of a kind of a deep question I've got for you. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know, I think I would have, you know, just cracked the whip at a younger age on more work, less party. Sometimes when I think back on it, and of course time is always sort of skewed when you look back, but I think I kind of thought that my 20s would last forever, and I always had more time and more time, and I had a great experience, so no complaints, but I did spend, you know, my fair share of time in bars and just running around with my friends and having a good old time, and then all of a sudden, I feel like I woke up and was like, dude, I'm well into my 30s now, and what do I have to show for it? And there's been a lot of just sort of running to play catch-up and being like, what was I thinking? Or more likely, what was I drinking that made me think that it was just going to, like, never change and I was going to have all this time? So, I talked earlier about kind of running my mouth about thinking I have a good work ethic. And if anything, it's just like out of, I hate to use the word desperation, but out of a little bit of like, oh crap, where did the time go? I got to make up for lost time.
Out of necessity.
Kind of a feeling, exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. So yeah, I would go back and give my younger self a good talking to, take the beer out of my hand and make myself get to work.
I think we all would do that at some point, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I did have fun, though, so it's hard to...
Right.
Hard to want to trade that in.
Exactly. I understand that. Okay. Wow. We've only got about 5 minutes left. This just flew by, didn't it?
Good. No kidding. That's crazy.
It just totally flew by. okay. Before we get into your music and what you're working on, I've got a couple more questions for you.
Okay.
I'm going to throw another scenario at you real quick. And this is not as crazy as the last scenario. It's not as crazy. your career takes off, and you're winning CMA after CMA. It's going to happen for you. There's no doubt in mind it's going to happen. what's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Well, that is a loaded question as well. But I guess, you know, I would love to just be taken seriously as a writer. That's always something that's been important to me. I've not thought of myself as just an image or a voice or this and that. I really enjoy the writing part of the process too. So I doubt that I would ever be the kind of artist who just shops for songs and covers other writers. Not that I would never cover a song, but I don't think that'll ever be the outstanding majority of what I do. If that makes any sense. Yeah, I just want to keep growing as a writer, and it'd be cool if someday down the road somebody looks back and said, yeah, she could write. You know? That's sort of where it's at.
No. I saw a Dan Rather ask a Kid Rock that question. I said, that is probably the greatest question I've ever heard. So I kind of had to steal it.
Oh, my God. What did Kid Rock say?
He's like, something like, I just wanna be thought of as humble, you know. Just generally.
Nobody thinks that guy's humble.
A good person.
Those are two words I'll probably never put with him, but sure. That's funny.
But I don't
never
know if
too
it's going
to start crying,
I guess. A re-air or not, but it's called The Big Interview with Dan Rather. It's the Kid Rock episode. Watch it.
Okay.
It will put Kid Rock in a brand new light for you.
Really? Okay.
It did
Maybe
for me.
I haven't given him a fair shake. And if you're friends with him, then don't tell him I said that.
I'm not affiliated with Kid Rock in any way. So you're good.
Okay, cool. Well, let's hope he doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, I mean... It will put Kid Rock in a brand new light for you. Trust me. It
interesting.
It did that for me. So I want to talk. I talk a little bit about what's coming up for you. Is there anything that you're working on, like another album or anything?
Well, yeah. You know, since I signed with Howlin' Dog earlier this year. We're set to put down an album a little bit later in the summer. So right now my kind of immediate projects are just finishing writing, making sure I've got the tunes I want, some pre-production stuff. But then in September, I'll go to Colorado and we'll record the album, and hopefully that'll be coming out early 2018 is,
awesome.
I think, kind of the vague idea. And so that's really the big thing. I'll be touring a lot over the summer, but in the meantime, it'll be all about just the finishing touches before we go in the studio.
Awesome. Hey, and let me know when this project comes out, because I'd love to promote it for you on the show, social media,
absolutely.
However, again, I'd love to help you get the word out about it.
Well, thank you. I'll take you up on that for sure. I'll take all the help I can get, happily.
I feel like, as a radio host, I feel like if you guys give 30 minutes of your day for this interview, I feel like it's the least I can do to help promote anything you guys do. It's the absolute least I can do.
Wow, well, thank you. That's very kind of you. And as an independent artist, it's huge to have the support of DJs as well. Really, anybody. We'll take anybody, but DJs especially. You know.
Yeah. I mean, and like I said, if you ever need anything, don't ever hesitate to reach out. Okay.
Oh, will do. Thank you so much.
Now, before we go, do you want to give the listeners your social media where they can find you online?
Yeah, absolutely. The best place to go is to my website, which is mandyrowden.com. My last name is spelled Rowden, and that's Mandy with a Y, not an I. So MandyRowden.com. And from there, you can watch my videos, you can hear songs, you can connect with me personally, and you can also get to my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram, all those kind of things too. So that's sort of a one-stop shop.
Sweet. Hey, thank you again for doing this. This has been fun, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been fun. I appreciate you.
So I'm going to tell you this again, but I have a ton of respect for you and what you do. And
thank you.
And you're always more than welcome back on the show anytime.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll definitely hit you up when that new album comes out.
All righty. I'm looking forward to it. And this 1,000 Miles album that I just recently bought is great. It's just killer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Okay. So I think I'm going to let you go. But like I said, thank you for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure.
I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Mandy. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Mandy Rowden. She is just an absolute doll. She is so great. Okay. Let me bring this up real quick and tell you announcements. Let me bring this up real quick. Come on, you stupid thing. Be patient with me here because I've got a slow internet. So be patient. When this thing comes up. If this is even going to work. Oh, well, while that's coming up, I wanted to let you guys know what we've got coming up next week on the show. Next week, we have the super talented husband-wife duo of Laughlin joining us. See, that's next week. And let me go to my messages right quick on Twitter because I think I did this. Let me do this real quick. Log into this. Upcoming broadcast, okay. May 16th at 4:30 Central. We have super talented singer-songwriter, Sarah Ann Garrison, joining us. Okay, that's the 16th. On May 23rd, also at 4:30 Central, we have a country music a duo of Steel Blossoms joining us, which is going to be so great. May 30th at 4:30 Central, we've got a singer-songwriter, Melissa Ramsey, stopping by the show. June 6th, let me bring this up real quick. Hold on. Bring up June right quick. Because, y'all, we're basically booked through June into July. I'll just go ahead and tell you, June 27th, we have a singer-songwriter, Madeline Victoria, coming back on the show. Here we go. Like I said, next week we have a country music duo, Laughlin, joining us. And there will be no show the week of May 9th because I'll be out of town. On May 16th, we have, like I said, singer-songwriter Sarah Ann Garrison. May 23rd, we've got country music duo Steel Blossoms. May 30th, and these are all 4:30 Central. We have singer-songwriter Melissa Ramsky. June 6th, I'm so looking forward to this on June 6th, we have singer-songwriter Angela Sue Chislock. June 13th, we've got singer-songwriter Taylor Murray. And June 20th, we have all the way from the UK, a singer-songwriter Hannah Rose Platt. And June 27th, like I said, we've got singer-songwriter Madeline Victoria joining us. And I'm scheduling a few things for June that I'm really not supposed to talk about yet, but I'll probably, July actually, not June, I'll probably be announcing those end of May, 1st of June, hopefully, cross my fingers. A couple things are already set in stone, and like I said, I'll be announcing those end of May, 1st of June, for July. So, I think that'll do it for the show today. So I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Put Ears with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.